I said, we came from a family that doesn't rust out. We just put just straight wears out. And you wouldn't believe it. It's strange. My grandmother, she cooked for the jailhouse. And my mother, she cooked for the jailhouse. I never had any idea that I would ever get the job. So I was down at Brunswick one weekend, and when I got back, a friend of mine, a white friend, told me, says, Mary, say, the board voted on you to feed the prisoners. I said, not me. I said, now that's one job I don't want. And so they said, well, Mr. Lee said you would be the person actually that they would want to have the job, because you was a person that would be in place, they could find you at any time, and they preferred you to have it. I said, well, I can't help what they prefer, and I'm not going to have it. So really, they came down and they talked with me about it. Again, I told them, no, sir, I didn't think I wanted that, because my husband had just died. He had been dead then about 2 years. And I had all felt like I was always since then, because the type of work that I was doing, I had promised my little boy, I said, well, we'll get around a little bit and enjoy some. Mm-hmm. So they came back. They said, well, I tell you, Mary, said, just keep it until we find somebody. Said, we'll find somebody. And
they tricked you.
And as soon as we find this person, said, we'll let them take it. So that's been 18 years ago, and they hadn't found anybody yet.
I don't believe they planned. I don't believe they even looking. That was what the message
well,
I finally got.
Well, they have looking if they here.
Okay. And you were about to tell me where you went to school?
Lee County Training.
And where was it?
It was located about a block from here.
Mm-hmm.
On the old Smithfield Highway.
Mm-hmm. And how many schools? Did you say it was a one-room school?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many students and so forth? Most of
them? Oh, I guess we had about, I would say, near 200 children.
At one time?
Yes, ma'am, because you see, all the children here inside of the city limit, and lots of the children would walk in from the rural districts.
But in one room?
Yes, ma'am. It was a large. Yes, ma'am, a large.
How many teachers, Miss Campbell?
Two.
Uh-huh. And they'd take their 100 over there?
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
Well, did a lot of learning go on, or?
Well, really, the way I see it, I believe definitely that children learn more then than they do now.
Was it real good discipline, real quiet?
It was.
Mm-hmm.
And we would begin the first of a book, and when we go through the book, then we would have to start from the back of the book and go back to the first of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, when we were promoted from that grade to another one, we knew everything in that book we was putting down.
Right.
And children don't do that now.
That's right. That sure is. Okay.
And we didn't have no home ed departments. Every Friday, each child would bring something. One would bring eggs, one would bring two cups of flour, one would bring sugar, and one would bring a little chocolate, one would bring milk, and we would go out at the back of the school every Friday, and the teachers would have the boys, you know, to burn oak wood,
mm-hmm.
and they had skillets with legs on them,
mm-hmm.
and had an iron lid that went on top of the skillet, and the teachers would get their chairs and sit around and rake the coals up under the skillet and put some up on top.